Let us now rise for prayer. And the prayers this morning will be spoken as they're printed in the bulletin and also responsively as they're projected in front of us. O God of life, fill our hearts with resurrection joy. Let the radiant beams of Easter's light shine into the depths of our souls. Send the news of Christ's victory over death into all the world. In the promise of Easter, take away from us the fear of death.
Renew us in the Spirit of Jesus, who is the resurrection and life.
O Lord, now use us and all we are to bring glory to your name.
Use us through our daily lives, our resources, and our prayers, to be a blessing in our families, in our communities, and in our world.
O Lord, we pray for all who suffer affliction of body and soul and mind, those recovering from surgery and those who may be close to death. Particularly, we pray for today those included in our prayer list: Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Dawn, Joanna, Rachel, Roberta, Jennifer, Amber, Art, Blake, Annette, and Charlotte, Rob, Dan, Maggie, Merle, Gary, Katie and Jake, Amanda, the Santora family, Darlene, Don Malcolm, and Jan. And we also remember others we now name before you in this moment of silence. O Lord, heal people in need of your special care and use us to express your love to them. O Lord, as we eat and drink together and share the very body and blood of our Lord, we ask that we may be united with Christ and with each other, that we may share his glory, and that we may go our way and be his body in the world. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The congregation may be seated for Holy Communion. Just a couple notes about Holy Communion this morning. Communion will be received in a flowing fashion as you will be directed by the ushers to come forward. As you receive the host, the bread, you have the option of having individual cup or the common cup. If you do take the individual cup, there is a bowl to the side for you to place your individual cup as you make your way back to your seat. And we're going to let Colleen go first and a few others.